the best is to abolish meat altogether. Because unlike tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, animal consumption is eating up our planet, is killing us humans, and destroying our only home, that soon we might not even have a planet to live on, for our children to continue to live on. We have no time to waste now, as in the case of the other three poisonous substances, namely drug, alcohol, and tobacco.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use. Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis.
Stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage,
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes,
birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Even if we put labels or warning on the meat package, it's not sufficient. Now we can see meat is everywhere, legally killing us and our children, legally killing our planet, killing the environment in massive scales. We must stop animal production now and at all costs if we want to keep this planet called home. The government gives subsidies to animal industry anyway, so these subsidies can also be used instead to turn meat and related businesses into wholesome vegan businesses. Good for the people, good for the business, good for the planet. Doing this, we only gain hugely, not just immediately, but for the long, long run. And we can keep this planet forever and make it into a paradise by just throwing that meat away and stop the animal industry. So please, Mr. Ling Xu, use your media power. Join us in informing people of this harm so that they simply stop eating meat. It's too cruel. It's too unwise. It's too insufficient. It's too unsustainable. And is killing our people and our planet. Legally killing. If somebody go out and kill somebody, we put him in jail. Meat is murder. Meat is killing billions of people. Killing our planet, our only home. We have to do something about this crime. It's really simple to be veg, and it is the only way to a future for ourselves and all beings on this world. Thank you, Mr. Ling Xu, for being veg and doing what you're doing to help to save the planet and save us from being the cruelest being in the universe. Wishing you all the best, and God bless your efforts, sir. The cost of killing, the cost of violence is far more worse than any car, any sun explosion, any ocean explosion combined together. Because we have to be responsible for our action. Every action provokes a counter reaction. So we just have to stop killing. We just have to stop killing animals and men. We have to stop it. And then everything else suddenly will come clear. We will find better technical means to tackle the climate problem. The sun might even stop exploding. The ocean explosion might just stop. The typhoon might just stop. The cyclone will be silenced. The earthquake will just be gone. Everything else will turn to peaceful way of life because we create peace. And then we will have peace. Peace not only among human, but among all co-inhabitants. That's why I keep emphasizing the vegetarian diet. It's the moral code of being a human. It is the mark of a great human. It's very easy to do it, especially nowadays. They are all mean to do it. You see, the meat diet not only causes the greatest emission of poisonous gas into the planet atmosphere, but many other causes, you know, it's not only the animal who emits the methane gas, because we keep multiplying the animals and they keep multiplying, spraying gas into the air. But that's not only the damage. It's not only methane gas from the animal's waste. There is the transportation energy cost. There's electricity energy cost. There's water wasting cost. There's a land resource, you know, occupation cost. There's a deforestation cost. And there's a related illness, medical cost. And there's a grievance, sorrow of the people who lost loved ones due to disease related to meat diet cost.
And because we use food to feed livestock for human consumption instead of feeding directly to human. Therefore, there is cause of war and famine due to shortage of food and resources. Add them together, then we will see the real answer.
There are many causes which breed negative energy into the atmosphere of our planet. And you know what I'm talking about. When you walk into a room and somebody was hating each other or hating you, you feel the energies like cutting edge of a knife. When you walk into a lovely, happy party, you will feel the lively energy and the happy energy. That is what causes the happiness or the sorrow of our life. The energy, the negative energy or the positive energy. Now, vegetarian diet
is benevolent, so it will bring you happy energy.
And that in turn will breed more happiness, will attract more happiness. And when you're happy, everything will be better. You think better, you react better, your life become better, your children will be better, everything will be better.
Hello, Supreme Master. Thank you.
Hello.
I'm honored to come. A lot of people don't know this. Cincinnati is known as Porkopolis. We got our start as the pig capital of the Midwest. So my question is really a very important question, I think, one that I've been asking myself for years, and it relates to the political leadership of this country. And to be able to ask you this in Washington, D.C. seems really powerful. So I wanted to preface by saying, you know, I'm almost half a century old. When I was growing up, America was known as the land of the free and the leader of the free world and a beacon of light and to the world. And now we've become the leading consumer. So my question is, you know, the American people have demonstrated their compassion and their power since the beginning and overcoming many forces of evil. So right now, how do we, as citizens of America, the ones that are literally consuming the planet, encourage and support greater nobility in ourselves, in our fellow American citizens, and in our government leaders? Thank you.
Mr. Ball, good question, sir. Thank you for trusting me with such a great responsibility. I admire the American people very much, sir, you know that, for their faith and open-minded, courageous spirit. And right now, the government leaders need our faith and encouragement more, because we really need their leadership to bring about wide-scale change. We must help provide the government with information about the true cost of the animal diet. Sometimes the government are busy putting priority elsewhere, you know, sir?
Yes.
Not that they don't like the change, but maybe they are not completely informed. So we have to inform them, write to them, talk to them, do whatever it takes to inform them, yes. The true cost of the animal diet. Not just cost life, it costs billions of US dollars every year just for the meat-related sickness. Not to talk about how it kills our planet. Huh? You can gather and print it, all this information, and send to your political leaders. If you want, you can go to suprememastertv.com/SOS. We have all the information up to date that we have gathered and reliable and ready material collected there for you. I myself have also written and sent letters and information to the secular and religious leaders of the world, hoping they have time to read. I don't send a lot of books, just short condensed information. If you want, you can inquire the condensed one that I sent to the leaders of the world. And if they want to know more, or if you want to know more, or your people want to know more, can always log on to the www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. That's it. Or just log on to www.suprememastertv.com and ask for any subject you want. They're all free of charge and ready anytime. And should the leaders take some positive steps, then we should write to thank them also and encourage them, not always criticize and don't thank them when they do the right thing. We should have positive encouragement. You see, we have to encourage them when they do some right things and so they go further in that direction or even better improved.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We appreciate your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of The True Cost of Meat. And now, Animal World, Our Cohabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. We wish you a safe and blessed weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.